driving the 03 Best Repair Company Toyota for Lee Pulliam Performance out of Chesapeake, Virginia. Brendan Butterbean Queen. Here comes Brendan Queen, the North Wilkesboro winner. Brendan Queen wins the Window World 125.
I got up on the damn wheel there, buddy.
I get to drive these mad fast race cars every week.
Brendan's going to make it three wide coming off of turn number two.
Brendan Queen wins the South Carolina 400 at Florence.
Hell yeah! That's all you can say, man.
I told Dale Jr., I said, the one great thing the Cars Tour Series has going for it is Butterbean. What a hell of a nickname.
Now this guy, woo! Yeah, they don't like me. They're not going to do that.
We're going to go get an all-star special and an ice-cold chocolate milk tonight.
They're not taking this one away from me. I won't go let them run into back bumper and knock me out of the way. It's going to be a Waffle House party tonight.
Welcome back to episode, I don't know. We forgot to check before this recorded, but it's been a while. Welcome back to the Bean Pod. I'm your host, Brendan Butterbean Queen, driver of the 03 for Lee Pulliam Performance and the Cars Tour.
And I'm Nicole, your better half.
There you go. Great intro.
And some might even say you're better three quarters.
Yes. And, oh, I see what you did there. And you just heard our new intro.
Oh, you did. Thanks to Rob.
Thanks to Rob.
We appreciate you, dude.
At Flo. He is our buddy. He hooked us up.
Yep.
Great, great intro that is pretty bad to the bone.
Yeah.
So if you, if you're listening on, it doesn't play on YouTube, though, does it?
No, it does.
Oh, it does.
Wait, no. No, it plays the normal.
So if you're on YouTube, you got to go to Apple or Spotify to hear the intro. But thanks for tuning in. We're looking to get back on a more regular thing. We have the camera back in the center somewhat for everybody.
You're welcome.
That was a fan request. And then we have our Bean Pod light that our remote didn't have a battery, so it was too bright.
I just want to know who gives you a remote and doesn't give you a battery.
Yeah, so next show, hopefully we'll be able to adjust the lighting so you can read it. But we do have a sign now. Thanks to Nicole. She got that for our
birthday.
Oh, yeah, it was for my birthday. Yeah. So feels like we hadn't recorded in forever, but we hadn't. We got sick. We recorded a show. Then we got sick again.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty bad. Right before Daytona.
Yeah, that was gross.
So at this point, race season is back in full force. Obviously, I don't race till next week. I did not race the Icebreaker, unfortunately. But that's a story for another time. But Carson Quapel won the Icebreaker.
Nice.
Shocker. I knew that. I picked him to win when I saw the entry list. Mm-hmm. But good race. I watched it on Flo since I wasn't there. I ran it last year, but didn't run it this year.
Mm-hmm.
We also had the Cars Tour Banquet, which was awesome. Thanks to Bean Nation for voting for Most Popular Driver. Unfortunately, we didn't get that, but we did get Wheelman of the Year. And my trophy's back here. I can't get it at the moment, but yes. That's a cool award.
That was cool. That's an honor.
Yes, I thought it was a cool award. I thought the banquet was fun. It was a good time. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I enjoyed it. It was probably one of the banquets I've enjoyed more than past. Like, the food was good. Food was actually pretty good compared to other banquets.
Food was really good, except I didn't get a cookie. I heard later on that there was cookies, and I did not know that. So,
I gotta get closer up here. Yeah, so I had heard the same thing. I didn't get a cookie either.
But it was really good to see our team.
Yeah, it was cool.
We haven't seen them since Kenley.
Got to hang out with Dougie and Maddie.
Mm-hmm. Especially since you go so many weeks, a year seeing them, and then just abruptly not seeing everyone. Everyone takes the off season off, goes back to their normal lives. And so it was good seeing the team, good seeing all the crew.
Everybody lives in different areas. Dougie and them are in Charlotte, obviously. Mm-hmm. Lee's in Alton, and we're on the coast. So got to hang out with Lee. Leroy was there, dressed up.
I'm going to tell you what,
Leroy
lived up to the name, dressed to the nines.
Yeah, Butch, Colin, and Dougie and Maddie, and we had a good time. We had a fun at the banquet. Let's go ahead and back that up. They didn't tell you that you had to have a speech, so I got Wheelman an award, had to give a speech, had no idea about that.
Thank goodness you're good at and thinking on the fly.
And it's top five in points had to talk, and they didn't even tell us. So I went up there and had to talk on the fly.
You did.
It was fun, but we are now past the banquet, and you know, it kind of reminds me of Jalen Hurts losing the Super Bowl to the Chiefs when you lose the championship. That's the motive. Like, he set his screensaver to him walking off the field with the Chiefs confetti as motivation.
Interesting.
So, like, me losing, so like me losing the championship by 5 points is like, the banquet was fun and all, but like, I want to be the champion.
So, are you saying you're going to set Carson's championship photo as your background?
No, I don't want to look at him that much, but but in my head, I know how close I was to winning a Cars Tour championship, and I was happy to win multiple races. That was hard enough to do, but
that was cool.
To be that close to a championship, and you know, it's not going to get any easier. There's so many cars that are going to be running this year, so many full-time cars. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to be sending cars home a lot, so which we'll get into that in a minute, but I'm ready to go. I guess we just go into the next thing of we had to change the scheme up, which is going to be announced probably Monday of next week. But I can give a little story. Obviously, I had to take off Mario and Crash Bandicoot. So we replaced it with something that I felt was pretty cool and had some meaning behind it. But I'm not going to spoil that part yet. But
stay tuned to Butterbean social media accounts on Monday.
But basically,
it's March by then.
Yeah, it'll be March. I had to change it because of the licensing agreements. I obviously was told that we had it, but we didn't have it. So basically, long story short, Lionel wouldn't make my diecast. Mm-hmm. And with the Cars Tour getting a lot more national attention, I don't want to get in trouble, nor don't want anybody.
Nor does your lawyer.
Yeah, I don't want anybody involved to get in trouble. My lawyer doesn't want me to get in trouble. But I also want my diecast to be made.
Mm-hmm.
And Lionel told me at PRI that they want to make my diecast. It's going to be up to you, race fans and Bean fans. We have to pre-order 500, I think it was.
I think 500.
500 have to get pre-ordered for them to produce the car. So whenever I get to that point, obviously we'll share it, announce it. But somehow or another, 500 cars have to get bought. I'm going to buy probably a good amount to sell on the merch hauler or merch tent. We're kind of in the works on getting our merch deal set up for this year. But if that happens, I'll buy some. I don't want to have to buy 500, but hopefully I can buy, I don't know, maybe 100 and 400 get pre-ordered. So that'd be
Bean Nation
will buy them. So that'd be really cool to have my diecast out there. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we're going to have a pretty busy year. Got some things I can't really talk about right now, but stay tuned for that on the Butterbean social next week.
So what we're really saying is go follow Brendan Butterbean Queen on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah.
And you'll stay up to date on everything coming this season.
If you're a Bean fan, you really want to be on that page next week, the whole week. But,
yes.
I am going to get back in a dirt car. We're going to run some steel block bandit races this year.
I am so excited for that.
Yeah, I think our first race will be Natural Bridge if they have it. There's a rumor they might not have it now. But
oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I got told this week. But if they have it, that's the first race. And then I'm going to get to go to some tracks I hadn't been to, so I'm excited about that. And then obviously full-time Cars Tour, Triple Crown. Haven't added any other late model races as of yet. I'm sure we're going to do the Thanksgiving Classic and then the South Carolina 400, but that's what we're looking like. We're obviously racing Kindley March 9th, the pros race this weekend.
Yeah, that'll be
interesting. So I'm excited to get back to it next week. But other than that, Daytona got rained. Rain.
Hey, you know what? I've been there. I've been in Daytona when it rains and your race gets pushed to Monday. And
Nicole was pulling for Chili's, the Chili's car.
I was.
Go Chili's.
Actually, I think you started that. But
I told her, at some point during the 500 that if Corlett Joy won, I'd take her to Chili's the next that week. So she was screaming, "Go Chili's!" at the TV.
Also, I mean, I've never met Corey. I've never worked with him.
I met him.
Oh, well, that's
exciting. I went to Spire last September and went to the shop to try to see what they had available. And Corey walked in and he knew who I was, talked to me, super nice, super down to earth.
Well, cool. I'm a fan of Corey.
Yeah.
I was like, I was rooting for him.
He's good at the super speedways, man. He had a good shot, but William Byron won. Obviously, I thought Keselowski was going to win it. I thought it was his year, and he was in position until Bowman hit Byron, and Byron right-reared him. And I really thought it was Brad's year, but we'll have to wait another year. And then I called it. I told you Austin Hill was going to win the Xfinity race, and he sure did.
I'm not going to lie, though. I hate that the 500 ended in a caution, but I'm a little impartial, and I was really glad to see that Hendrick pulled off the 500 win.
Yeah, no, I was happy for Hendrick. I wish it would have been Larson, but I also, I was pulling for Keselowski at the end, but Austin Hill wins the Xfinity race. I fell asleep, didn't watch all of that, but I said he was going to win, and he did. Mm-hmm. Truck race, Sanchez won after that wild flip on the last lap. I don't know what Raja was doing there. That was pretty big of a wreck. Mm-hmm. Crazy. But I've been there. I've been the guy to cause a wreck, so it happens.
Yikes.
And then, Atlanta. So we're two races into that season, Atlanta. Kyle Busch wins the truck race. Austin Hill wins again.
That's crazy.
And the Xfinity race, and off of people running out of gas, and I know how that feels. So we're not running out of gas. We're not running out of gas.
It's personal.
I feel your pain. And then the cup race was won by Suarez by a photo
finish.
Did
you watch that?
I watched the start. They wrecked on the start, and then I didn't watch the middle part, but the ending was crazy.
Oh, nice.
Photo finish. Daniel Suarez, baby.
Actually, I think the best part of that was how people were comparing it to that car, like, meme.
Yeah, they said Kyle Busch would have, should have.
Like, stuck out.
I like Samantha's comment on Kyle Busch's post.
Yeah, that was really funny.
That was hilarious.
Needed a couple more inches.
Yeah, so that was wild. And, you know, Atlanta had a crazy race. I wish they wouldn't have repaved it, but at least they had a good finish. Mm-hmm. And then other than that, I've been working out, losing weight.
Look at you.
I got my TRD hat on. Obviously, everybody knows about TRD announcement with Lee. So I've been back and forth working out with them and working out at home.
Been crushing it.
On a diet, somewhat.
Got
been eating better. I've been doing better, tracking it. And
been taking your vitamins for a while.
I've been taking my vitamins, my protein. I've lost 10 pounds.
Your Flintstone gummies from back in the day were putting in overtime.
Yeah, those.
You now got adult vitamins.
Flintstone gummies, they definitely helped out to get me to my adult life.
To get you to this point.
But yeah, I feel good. I'm down. I hadn't been in the 170s in a while. So back in the 178, 179 range, nice. 180. So that's plus. That's going to make me better in a race car. Mm-hmm. Had a eventful couple of days here. My truck broke down.
Oh, yeah.
Water pump went out, so I already had a mechanical failure. Smoke flying. Thought I was blowing up. Had issues. So hopefully that doesn't happen on the track. And thank God it happened at home and not 5 hours up the road.
Yeah, really. Thanks, John, for helping him.
Yes, thanks, John. Oh, while we're here, big announcement. First, this isn't a big announcement, but I got my – just got it in – my North Wilkesboro pavement jar. So this is the pavement I won on. Smells like it. You want to take a smell?
No, thank you.
Smells like it. I got the track record on this pavement, and I won. So now I have a chance to win on the new pavement. But how cool is that? John Staten, Lori Staten, and them got this for me as a gift.
What's it say on the side? Seven generations.
So that is the original pavement from Wilkesboro.
Oh, that's the distillery.
And I've got the certificate to go with it downstairs.
You got an official jar of dirt. I'm not going to lie. It's actually really cool.
And I
wait, you got jar 391 of 500.
Yep. How cool is that?
I'm not going to lie to you. This looks like a jar of Oreo pieces.
I know. But just imagine, that could have been part of where I...
This could have been part of your burnout.
Yeah, I could have...
Like where you did your victory lap.
Could have been pieces of that flung off the wheels when I was coming to the lift.
Tell me that doesn't look like a crushed up Oreo, though.
It does.
I haven't had dinner yet.
Yeah, she's hungry. So... All right, a big announcement is, which we announced on Facebook, but we have a new sponsor for the Cars Tour for six races plus, well, it's not six Cars Tour races. It's six races. Four Cars Tour? No, three Cars Tour, three Triple Crown. Mm-hmm. So it's Folsom Fence Supply, John Folsom, thank you. We're going to let, I don't know if he watches the show, but we're going to send him a link. Mm-hmm. Excited to have them on board the car. When you see the scheme, Folsom Fence Supply, you need a fence, you need to go check them out, folsomfencesupply.com. And happy to have them on the car. They've known Lee for a while, helped out Lee's cars a little bit in the past, but they're going to do our season opener next week at Kenley. They're on our quarter panel, and then they're doing North Wilkesboro Sobo 200,
Hampton Heat,
Martinsville, and then the other Wilkesboro at the end of the year. So we're going to have an exciting year. Hopefully get them six wins would be good. Hopefully we start off next week at Kenley, right where we just came from winning. But big announcement, anytime you can get a sponsor in this today's world with the economy, it's always good. And people like him supporting local racers and short track racers is what we need to keep the sport going.
Yeah.
So super thankful to have you on board, along with our other sponsors, obviously Leith Cars and Best Repair Company, the whole state and family. Mm-hmm. But definitely excited to have a new one, because it's been a while since we had a new one. It's been all the same guys. And Mincy's Graphics for getting the car wrapped, looking good. I seen a picture. I can't wait to I can't wait to post some pictures of it. But they always do a good job on it. The whole LPP team, I went up there last week. Yeah, I went up there last week and sat in the car and made sure everything was good and excited to get going. Then I guess we went to PBR bull riding this weekend.
Brendan's newest fascination.
Not my newest. I've always liked it.
Old recent fascination.
I've always liked bull riding. I used to watch it on TV when it come on, but we went to PBR. I took Nicole on a date.
Went to the Velocity Tour.
Yeah.
So it's like the Xfinity series of PBR.
Yeah, and on our night, we went on Friday night. Only three people made 8 seconds out of 35. Yep. But the last guy won. So imagine being a guy that led it the whole night and losing on the last guy. So that kind of sucked. Look, Jason's calling me. In the middle of the show. I'm not answering that.
Check the thing to make sure it's still recording.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So the PBR was fun. Got to see some bull riding. Had some Raisin Cane's chicken tenders. They were good.
So good.
But, yeah, I always like bull riding. I've always, my buddy Brett used to ride. I used to go watch him ride at the rodeos all the time. So that was fun. And then I also used to watch it on TV, but now going and seeing it in person again makes me want to watch it on TV.
Sparks your interest.
Yeah, I enjoy it. So that was really fun.
That was a good time. We've also started watching the Fearless docuseries on Netflix? Hulu? Netflix.
We don't have Hulu.
Yeah, we do.
I don't.
I do. But yeah, started watching that documentary again from, like, yeah, it was a long time ago, like 2016.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's what we've been watching on Netflix.
No, I've been watching She Falls Asleep.
Huh?
I watch You Fall Asleep.
No, I stayed up. Both episodes.
I believe that. But,
I've been awake.
No, not really. But it's okay. The first two episodes have been a lot of Brazilian, so you got to read the captions. That's the only thing I don't like about it. Nothing against the Brazilians. I just have to, I have to read it for an hour.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what they're saying. So it shows you in English on the caption. So it makes it a little hard to follow, but we're getting into the American Riders. Side of it now on the third episode. So, yeah, that's exciting. But, yeah, so that's kind of a little update on what's been going on.
A little behind the scenes.
Yeah, we've been busy. Like I said, I've been working out. Nicole's been working hard at her job. And I've been doing a lot of talking on the phone, a lot of emails, a lot of I don't even know what you want to call it. It's working. It's just a different type of work. But ready to get going, ready to get back to my job next week.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Are you ready for Kenley?
I am. I just want to add, because you keep talking about your workouts, I too have been working out. I've been going back to Orange Theory.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I just felt like
a bum. Do you want a pat on the back? Congratulations.
Thanks. You just keep telling me about your workouts, and I just keep feeling like such a bum.
Everybody, Nicole, works out. Everybody. I'm going to tweet it after this show. Nicole works out. I just want everybody to know. You want me to tell them about the racetrack, too?
No, it's okay.
Hey, everybody. Nicole has been working out this winter.
Oh, you're so annoying.
You want me to tell them?
No, it's okay.
You sure?
No, it's good.
Well,
But, yes, I am very excited to go to Kenley. Really excited to get the race season started up, back underway.
Who's going to win Kenley?
You.
That's what I like to hear. Mm-hmm. That's why you're with me.
Mm-hmm.
Great answer.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I'm excited. It's kind of, you know, you don't like racing at the same place over and over, but it's like when you just won there and now you're going back there to start the year, it's like kind of exciting.
Well, also, Kenley's a nice track. Like, it's a nice track, nice facility. It's an easy drive for us being on the coast. So
it's close. It's like a
nice way to start the season.
Yeah, and
Not like having to do a long haul our first race.
I think the hard part is going to be also is realizing who's in what car. There were so many driver changes.
That's what confuses me for the first 3 months of the tour.
I mean, like, let's just kind of
the year in general.
Let's kind of go over that. So, obviously, Brandon, my teammate from last year, is with the Carrolls.
And he's now in a black car.
In a black car. But he's still number two.
Looks sick.
Still number two.
Still number two.
So
I just get used to seeing people in different cars.
Connor Hall went to the 22. Huffman went to...
That's going
to
take a long time.
Yeah, that's
going
to be weird because I've never seen him not in a 77. Huh. But so he went to the 22.
Landon's not in the
22. Landon's in the 37.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's going to be totally different. And then... now that the Trayton, I don't know how to say his last name, Lakevich or whatever, is into 77 for Chad Bryant.
It's also wild that they're still using the 77.
Yeah. So, well, I think that was a Chad Bryant number. But then you got, you know, Burroughs with Sellers, even though he's still the same number. Grady went to Torp.
Is he the same number?
Same number, but he's with Torp. You got Deke went over to R&S full time. So
is he in
now,
the same number?
Yeah, but he's not driving his car. He's driving R&S's car. Mm-hmm. You've got, I guess, Honeycutt's driving the 17 for that guy, the red and white car.
It looks like Woody Howard.
Kinda, yeah. Yeah,
Bobby. Which realistically, I think it's Wood Brothers, but
Bobby and Logan Clark, they're at R&S still.
Mm-hmm.
Quapple's in the 8. Then there's some guys. There's a guy from out west that announced he's running full time.
That's cool.
You got Kevin Harvick's cars running full time. That Brent Cruz is in one of them.
I'm going to tell you what, that's a haul coming from the West Coast.
Oh, I know. They're going to put some miles on some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's.
It never fails. It always confuses me for the first couple races seeing everyone. Like, I get used to seeing people in, like, their fire suit, their car. Like, that's how. That's how I remember people.
Well, you better start studying.
So I'm gonna tell you what. Lap one of Kenley, she's gonna be so confused.
So, what did we have next for the viewers? What was next? It's kind of everything we kind of.
I think that was everything on our
kind of planned out
first
for this
list.
Because it's gonna be it's going to get more and more in depth as we get going, but we just wanted to get back into it. I want to bring guests on very soon. Mm-hmm. I know I keep saying that, but
we got to work through the technical side of it.
Yeah, that's our next project. Mm-hmm. And now that we're feeling better and now that we're racing, we're going to be more probably once a week back mm-hmm. how we were last year. Mm-hmm. You wanted to do some predictions for this year.
Yeah, so I think I'm looking for my list now because I made a long list of things that we can predict. But I thought it'd be fun if we predict things for this year, for the 2024 Cars Tour season, and then come back.
Can I pick myself? Can I pick myself?
Or not? Yeah.
I think you ought to do it. I think if you're going to pick winners or something, it can't be myself, though. Like that, because obviously
I got my questions, and you just follow along my questions. I have a lot, but we'll go through this pretty quick. But then I thought it'd be cool at the end of the year, we can do an episode reflecting on this and seeing how many got right, how many got wrong.
Yeah.
And kind of help recap
the
year.
I like that idea.
Cool. So just keep in mind, while we're doing all of this, there were 16 races last year and 17 races this year.
Oh, okay. We went up one.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Don't hate me if my math is wrong, but I think that's what it is.
No, it's 17 this year. I just thought we ran 17 last year.
That's what I counted. I could be really wrong, but that's from my math.
All right, we'll just roll it.
Yeah. All right. So who do you think the 2024 Cars Tour champion is going to be?
Me. I'm not allowed to say that. I mean, all right, do you want me to say me and then pick somebody that isn't me?
Sure.
I feel like... obviously, Quapel's not going to be able to run for a championship because he's missing Hickory to mm-hmm. run the Xfinity race, which I don't blame him. That's a very big opportunity. Mm-hmm. Championship that I'm going to have to beat to win a championship. I mean, there's a couple. I think McCarty will be really good. He always is. Obviously, Connor, I think, will be good in a 22. Mm-hmm. Deke. I think Deke's got potential now that he's not having to do it out of his garage full time. He can kind of relax and let somebody else take the workload. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Bobby, Connor, you know, they're going to be really tough. I feel like full time. I mean, like, you know, you could say Honeycutt, but he's not running all the races. You could say Quapel, but he's going to miss a race. So you got to kind of look at who's running full time.
But at the end of the year, whose face is going to be on the trophy?
I hope it's me.
Okay, well, that's your answer.
But those are my two that I would say if I can't pick me. So
that'd be the other one. Cool. How many races do you think the 03 team will get this season? Just for reference, last year you had 4.
Also, back to the other question, real quick. I can't say my teammate either because Isabella can't run every race. Mm-hmm. So I would say another LPP car, but they're not running every race, so it kind of takes them out. So how many wins would the 03 have? So we had 4 last year. What, did we have 6 poles last year too? Mm-hmm. You know, so I really want to get 5 wins. That was my goal last year, and mm-hmm. I came up short. But I know it's going to be harder this year, but if I could win 5, I'd be really, really happy. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I want to win 1. Like, if I win 1, I'm happy because it's going to be hard to win 1. But mm-hmm. if I have to beat last year, I'd say 5. And if I really want to shoot for the stars and go on a domination, I want to win 10.
Nice. Where do you think you're going to get your first win of the season?
Ooh, that's tough. Oh, man. So you put me on a spot because we go to Kenley and then we go to Goodyear. Mm-hmm. I'm undefeated at Goodyear. So I have to win that one if I don't win Kenley, right? Mm-hmm. So I hope it's Kenley. I hope we start the year off with a win. But if not, let's say not, I think I win Wilkesboro.
Okay.
I think I double down at Wilkesboro. But
is that where you think you're going to get your first win of the season?
Yeah, I think I'm going to win next weekend, but I'm going to say I run second next week and second at Goodyear, third, and I go to Wilkesboro and win.
Okay. Cool. So. What is one new track that you think you went at on the Cars Tour?
Ooh.
That you have not, you may have won at in late models, but not on the tour.
Well, I've won at Langley.
Mm-hmm. And you also won the Cars Tour race there. So
that's what I'm talking about. I won the Cars Tour race there 2 years ago. I won at Wilkesboro, won at Goodyear, won at Caraway. I'm going to say I really want it to be Hickory, which it could be Kenley too, because I've never won there on the tour, but I really want to win Hickory. I want to tame Hickory, but I'm going to go with Wake County.
Okay.
I think we win Wake County this year.
Okay. Who is the next person to add their name in the Cars Tour winner column? Like, who's going to be a new winner?
That's never won a race before.
Never won a Cars Tour race.
Does that count if they won a pro race?
Sure.
Like, you can't count them?
No, I think you can.
I think Ronnie Bassett wins a race. He was so close last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it just never materialized. But I think Ronnie wins a race. And maybe, and this is all people that have never won a Cars Tour race. Mm-hmm. So, like, you can't pick Bobby, Connor, like that.
All them winners.
I know Brent Cruz has won pro race, I think. But I could see him sneaking in, and he's driving for Kevin Harvick. I could see him winning a late mile race, maybe. I hadn't seen him in a late mile stock, but yeah. Him or I think Ronnie Bassett, though. Like, the dude finished second, or, oh, I guess he finished third when he hit me on the last lap, but he had solid runs. He just never capitalized, but I think he wins a race.
That's a solid pick.
But you know what? I can't pick Ronnie. Because I'm pretty sure he's won a Cars Tour race back in the day.
Can't pick a new one.
I don't know. We'll have to fact check that. I'm going to go with Ronnie Bassett.
We might a little asterisk next to that one.
Yeah. He might have won back in 2015 or 16. I don't remember if he was running.
You know what we really need? We need a Bob Pockris of the Cars Tour. We need someone to give us all the deets.
I like Bob.
How many pole awards do you think you'll get in 24? You got six last year.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I picked Wake County as my place I'd win.
Mm-hmm.
My dark horse, I'm going to put Dominion.
Okay.
We were so close to winning last year and let it slip. So that's my dark horse.
Okay.
How many poles? We had six.
Six last year.
And I'm not a qualifier.
No.
Like, I hate qualifying, but we had six last year. I'm going to say we hit six again.
Okay.
I'm going to go with six. I think we get six poles.
You know what's funny is you say you're not a qualifier, but you and Phil really found out the secret sauce to qualifying on the pole at Langley in 22.
I know. I had a bunch of poles.
You had a bunch of
poles. I don't know how many I had. I'd like to count it. I had.
That's just an interesting statement.
You know, from an interesting fact is from 2020 to 23. I was only not on the pole at Langley like four nights, maybe.
Yeah, I believe it.
Like, and I was on the outside pole one of those nights. Like, I was on the pole that many times.
You and Phil had the secret sauce that
we had that thing rolling. 22, we were.
Y'all were on it.
We had the Connor Hall year. We just didn't get national points because they didn't add races for us.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it out there. I don't care.
Where do you think you're going to get your first pole award? What track?
First pole award.
Hmm.
Goodyear.
Nice.
The only reason I say that is Kenley, I can't get a pole there. I'm so close. I will qualify within a thousandth of the pole and be on this outside pole. I can't ever get a pole there. It seems like I'm always second, third, fourth. Always. Hmm. But I run good there. I just can't get a pole.
True dip. How many top fives do you think you'll get? Last year, you had 12.
To win the championship, you're going to have about 15 top fives. So I'm going to go with 15 top fives.
Nice. How many top tens last year you had? 15?
17. You're going to have 17 this year.
How many laps will be led by the 03? Last year, you led 627.
I'm gonna lead 700.
Ooh, that's what I was thinking.
700.
It's a good one. Now put a twist on this. How many total laps do you think the whole organization, like, how many laps will be led by LPP drivers?
Hmm. And I led 700 of them?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. 850.
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, yeah, we got to go back and ask you your predictions. I didn't ask you. All right, we'll just go through the list, and we'll go back through it.
We ain't going through all these. There's so many. What is the first track that you're going to, quote-unquote, win practice at?
Win practice?
You know, everyone says, oh, you won.
Goodyear.
Finish
Goodyear.
First in practice.
Goodyear.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Goodyear, because it'll be when we put tires on and nobody else has or something like that.
Yeah. I always think it's funny that people say, like, you win practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's like a weird way to, it makes sense
just
to easily say it, but it's just funny. How many total drivers will run on the tour? Full-time, just the people who race sporadically. In 2023, there was apparently 93 drivers that ran on the tour.
I think it would be 120s.
Nice.
Yeah.
How many race winners will there be in 2024? Last year, there was 8.
Oh, you know, the right answer is to say more, but I want to win more races, so I want to limit that. So I'm going to bump that down to 6.
Okay.
I'm going to go with people winning multiple times.
Mm-hmm. So, and then you think Ronnie Bassett's going to get one. So there's only four other winning drivers.
I think a lot of people are going to get a dose of reality on the tour that are going to find out how hard it is.
Yeah. What do you think is going to be the biggest rivalry this season with you or, like, not including you?
RNS versus LPP is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ever since Kenley, they've been calling us the bulldozer, dump truck, or whatever, and then they call their cars dump trucks and all that. So that's a pretty big rivalry. I don't really particularly think I have a rival. Everybody's going to say me and Connor Hall, obviously, but I don't think I'm starting the year with a rival. Now, if somebody pushes me to that point of where we're rivals, it can happen. But I think everybody right now is a clean slate, and I don't think anybody's mad at anybody.
Yeah, but, like, further on in the year, do you see... I mean, even take yourself out of it. Do you think there's, like, 2 others to be around with?
Let me think. Let's see. I think possibly I could see somebody getting into it with Connor Hall, and Connor's going to... He don't like confrontation like that. So he's going to, like, probably try to prevent it. And somebody's going to be pissed and yelling at him. I could see him and Huffman.
Oh, that's two bold personalities.
Because Huffman already is salty about losing the ride.
Yeah.
And then you see the meme page where he put on there about – Huffman put on there something about if – Daddy Hall buys me a yacht, I'll be okay, or something like that.
Oh, I did not.
So there was already some tension there. So it might not be that Connor has an issue with him, but I could see Huffman having it. I could see something happening there.
That'd be
especially
wild.
If they're running near each other.
I'm not trying to start anything, by the way. I just...
Me and Honeycutt?
I'm just bringing up the entertainment.
I don't have an issue with it, but they're mad at me, so...
Which driver... Other than you, do you think is going to have the best victory lane celebration?
Other than me? If they win, like, it could be anybody, like, just anybody in the field if they won.
Yeah.
I could see, that Cameron Bowen kid having a crazy celebration if he won.
Oh, yeah.
I could see that.
That'd be awesome.
I could see that if he won. Everybody else is just kind of bland.
Yeah.
Like, nope. Like,
I get out and woo.
Like, Quapple has no, he doesn't, did nothing when he, I guess he wins so much, but like, he don't do anything. Trying to think. I mean, the older guys ain't going to do nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby's going to go drink a beer.
Yeah.
Like, I think, yeah, I mean, I could see somebody like that having a crazy celebration because it would mean so much to them because they hadn't won.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I like it. I think that's not who I was thinking, but I think
Who are you thinking?
I was probably thinking Bobby McCarty.
Yeah, but McCarty's not going to do nothing crazy. Like, he's just going to, you know, after victory lane, he might, but.
That's true. No, I like your answer, though. I think it's a good one. Okay, so now we get into the, where I was thinking more about our team. And this is where I thought about a little more fun stuff. Who's going to be the first to complain about Butch talking too much?
Ooh. Ooh. Maddie. Maddie. I was saying Maddie.
That's hilarious. How many steakhouses do you think LPP is going to visit
during
the 24 season?
All right. Well, there's 17 races. I would say 17, but they're not going to stay at a race. So, however many races they stay at is how many steakhouses we'll go to.
Nice.
Because that's where we're going to go. We're going to go to a steakhouse. You know that. So, we like cow.
We like good cow. Who's going to say hi first at the first racetrack at the first race of the season? Me or Lee?
Lee.
Yeah.
He'll catch you off guard.
Yeah, he will.
He'll walk up behind you and you won't even know it.
I'm also able to dial up. It's going to take a second to register.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
How many times will Race Monitor have you listed something other than Brendan? Oh, Brandon, Brendan with an A, Brennan, Brendan?
I would say every week, but I think the Cars Tour has their own system. So they normally get it right the first week, and it's like that the rest of the year.
Hmm.
But when we go to a different track for like an off race, like, yeah, it happens every time. Unless I use my personal transponder.
Yeah. All right. How many times will Leroy say shut up this season?
at least once a race, because we'll make him say it.
Yeah. How many cheeseburgers will Nicole consume this year?
Oh, God. one to two a race. So.
It's normally one.
Brendan, can I have some money? I need to go to the concessions. And Brendan, I know you're getting ready to qualify, but can I have a $5 bill?
I always, if it's before qualifying, I always say, can I have a $5 bill after qualifying?
So, you'll have at least one a race.
So 17.
Yeah, at least 17.
How many Martinsville hot dogs will be consumed by the 03 team this year?
None by me. I don't even know who ate them last year. Chad wasn't with us.
I think Kevin ate a couple.
Doug ate. I'm going to say 15.
Okay. I will say the 03 team's not a crazy.
Yeah, I don't remember anybody eating them.
Martinsville doggy crew. Who's next on the team to get a nickname?
Chad.
True.
Chad. He's like the only one without one.
Yeah.
I mean, Dougie, we call him Doug, but he won't be there. Maddie. Ben could get a nickname, but mm-hmm. Take Chad.
Okay.
Because Chad will be to every race.
How many new catchphrases will we end the year with?
Oh.
I say you get at least 5 or 6 out of this 03 team.
I'm going to say 7. 7 new phrases.
Gosh. How many victory waffles will be consumed by the 03 team?
17.
You think if 17 wins, there would only be 17 waffles consumed.
Never mind.
I'm saying upwards of.
Oh. I'm going to say.
I say upwards of 75.
I'm gonna say,
Waffle House crew has been growing.
Yeah, that's everybody that goes to the Waffle House. I'm going to say 70. I'm going to say 100.
100?
I'm going to 100.
I'm not going to lie to you. I think I wrote these questions on my lunch break at work. So,
those are good questions.
Oh, yeah, they were. Thanks. So just keep that in mind for this last question. Which track will have the best food?
Is this the last one?
Yeah. You can tell I got hungrier as I progressed.
Depends on what kind of food you like.
I still think Tri-County is going to be the best food.
Redneck fries at Langley. I'm biased. I love redneck fries, but
my tummy can't hang with redneck fries.
But Brennan's not eating hardly ever track food. No, where did we get chicken tenders?
We had chicken tenders a couple times.
Where were they at? Where they had
South
honey mustard?
Boston has corn dogs, and I do appreciate that.
No, where were we at? And they had chicken fingers and honey mustard.
It's one of the last races.
Is it Caraway? Might have been Caraway. Or Ace. I don't know.
You know, I also have to say that I appreciate Caraway because they had breakfast sandwiches. And I will tell you what, if you...
You should know where it came from because you ate at every concession stand on the schedule. So, which one had chicken tenders?
I don't know. I'm normally a hot dog or a hamburger kind of guy. I keep it simple. Unless it's South Boston because South Boston has corn dogs.
I like corn dogs.
But like I said, Caraway had breakfast sandwiches.
I didn't
the
get
pricing on those was a little confusing.
I was having biscuits with Boo.
Yeah, I didn't get invited. I had to film. I didn't.
You were
get
a film girl.
Yeah, I didn't get a biscuit. But I appreciated that because those were some really early mornings, and I, being the snack queen, wanted a snack, and they had a warm biscuit for me, and I appreciated that.
I'm hoping this time next year you can't even walk in here because we're filled with more trophies. That'd be a good sign. The podcaster listeners would like it.
Already.
The Bean Pod listeners would love it.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know what? I would like to add some dirt trophies in here.
Yeah,
that would
really
be cool.
Need.
That'd be cool.
What is, does Steelbook Bandits, do they do anything cool? Like?
Not that I know of.
For like trophies?
Not that I know, but it'd still be cool to win. You get a check.
Are they just like trophy, like normal trophies?
I think, but you get a check.
That's cool.
So, yep. Was that the last question?
No, that's all I got.
Well, that was a good little dip back into the podcast world.
Yeah.
Be sure to listen to us on your podcasting platforms, Apple, mm-hmm. Spotify, Amazon, YouTube. Mm-hmm. Subscribe. We're almost 1,000 subs. We're at 966. So hopefully these podcasts will help us start getting there. Mm-hmm. We got the camera back in the center. We know we have a light issue up here. We know about it. We just...
Don't look.
Yeah, we got to...
Okay, I'm working on it. I'm not a pro.
We know. We changed the angle of the light, so we did that for the camera. But anyways, appreciate y'all listening. We mm-hmm. look forward to... actually, we'll probably get a podcast in next week before we go to Kenley, but...
Yeah, you can tell us about how the test goes.
I wasn't going to tell nobody I was going to test, but cat's out of the bag. Thanks, Nicole.
Hey, I'll edit that part out. It's fine.
It's all good. I'm going to test Monday, so looking forward to it. And I'll get some photos in a new scheme and probably release it Monday. So mm-hmm. Thank y'all, Bean Nation. And, merch. Let's talk about merch for a second. We do have – I will have some Waffle House hoodies, it's looking like, for Kenley, and some more Waffle House T-shirts. Mm-hmm. Not sure how much, so you might want to make sure you get there and get it because we'll be selling it at the track. Mm-hmm. And also we will be having new tour date shirts coming and new t-shirts with the new scheme on the shirts. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if I'll have them for Kenley. If not, it'll be a good year, but stay tuned and appreciate you.
We appreciate you guys.